everybody. This is Dawn with the Nash Chat, and you guys are in for a treat today. We have Megan Taylor from All She Wrote Notes here with us. Hi, Megan.
Hey, Dawn. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I say this all the time. I love, love, love how social media brings new friends into my life. And through an event that I hosted at Draper James, we were able to meet a couple months ago. And then you just had your own event here at Draper James in Nashville. And I got to see you again and just have loved getting to know you a little bit and look forward to even more.
Yes, me too. Draper James is the best at bringing women together, aren't they?
Absolutely. I've done several events there, and it's been really neat to see how friendships are formed. And it's just a place for community, which has been awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family, where you're from, all that good stuff.
Yes, absolutely. I am a mama to a 2.5-year-old son named Vance, and I'm a wife to my middle school sweetheart, Chris Taylor, and we live in Elon, North Carolina, which is a really small college town right in the center of the state, and I'm the owner of All She Wrote Notes, which is a calligraphy and hand lettering studio, and I travel all around the South teaching people how to spread happiness through their handwriting. So doing hand lettering, but in a more approachable way, in a fun way that's not really aiming for perfection. It's just aiming for joy.
Well, I can tell you, you exude joy. Everything on your blog, your Instagram, everything is just happy and fun. And you're the same way in person. I think I left your event thinking she is so joyful, and just the happiness and everything just comes from you. So thank you for being
the best compliment. Thank you. That's the best compliment I can get. I love when you meet people and you're like, yes, you're exactly what I thought. Like from a
yes.
It's so funny. I don't know another way to be like that. I've been that way ever since I was a little kid. And I feel like being able to do this for a business has just been amazing, because I've gotten to be even more myself, you know, and just like be able to put it out into the world. And I feel like God made all of us unique, and like that's the way He made me. And it's so fun to be able to share that.
Well, He's definitely gifted you with joy and being able to share your joy with others. Thanks. So tell us a little bit, how did you get started with All She Wrote Notes? What was that process like?
So I'd always been a doodler and a drawer. Like I've carried around a bag of markers with me, like since I was a little girl. Like back to school supply season has always been like a big, big moment in my life, looking for all the colorful pens and markers. And I was always kind of the go-to friend that people had growing up. Like, hey, can you write this? You know, like, hey, can you write my name? Or even like the banner that the football team ran through. Like we did not have a good football team, but we had a really good looking banner.
So that's all that matters.
I know. Yeah. But I didn't start a business until well after college. I always had the idea for it, and I would always like doodle and draw stuff for other people. But it wasn't until I was about to turn 27 and I took a calligraphy class. And so when I'm talking about calligraphy, I'm referring to the old fashioned, like metal tipped pen and ink, like John Hancock style, old school. And I fell in love with calligraphy. My grandmother was an artist. I really, really wanted to carry that legacy, and I wanted to learn. But the only problem was I was bad. I was so bad. I couldn't even figure out how to get ink to come out. It was so formal. It was so elegant. And it just didn't feel like me. And so I did start my business doing calligraphy, but hand lettering came about because people were looking for like a little bit more fun style, a little bit more whimsical, maybe on a chalkboard or on a store window or like on a grand opening event. Like they needed calligraphy, like they needed it to look like calligraphy, but they needed it to be big. And so I taught myself basically how to fake calligraphy, which is now what I'm traveling around teaching people hand lettering. And so a big mission for me is just that you do not have to have good handwriting to be able to do what I do. Like you don't have to have perfect penmanship. I can show you how to make what you've got better. And so my whole business is all about like teaching people that art, but then I also sell colorful, fun, motivational products that have my handwriting on them. And so I've been in business for 6 years. Just now this month celebrated 6 years, and it's just been amazing. It's so much fun, and it's just a joy and an honor to be able to share that art with other people, but then even more so to teach them how to do it themselves.
Absolutely. I love too, how you said, you know, about calligraphy. I've taken several calligraphy classes over the years, and it's a hard kind of art to pick up. Like, I feel like it takes a lot of practice. And when you're a mom and you have little kids around, you just unfortunately do not have time to sit, with your pen and, do all that. And so when I came to your class, I was like, yes, this is so fun. This is something that I can do that's very user-friendly that people can do. And it's not something they're going to stress about if they, you know, make a stroke the wrong way. And I love, you know, the use of all the bright, colorful markers and all your ideas that you have with it.
Thank you. I just try to make it fun. I don't want like the high maintenance of it to be a hindrance. Like, I just want you to feel comfortable and feel confident. You already have the supplies. You already know the alphabet. Like, we can work with it. Like, I can help you.
I think sometimes when people think of calligraphy, they think of, you know, for wedding invitations or really more like a fancy or special occasion. What are some of your favorite ways to use this fun script in our day-to-day lives?
The first thing that comes to my mind is a chalkboard. We have a chalkboard on our front porch that I like to change out for the different seasons. And so I invested in that one item, but then just using colorful chalk, it's like basically free decor for every holiday. So you're just erasing that, switching it out, brightening it up. And when I was a little kid, my mom, she would like write our names on things, you know, like with the little polka dots on every corner.
Yes.
And I like totally like, that's where I fell in love with hand lettering. Like, I remember that style. And with my name being spelled the way it is, like, you couldn't find it anywhere. It's Megan and it's M-A-G-H-O-N. That's not how you spell Megan. Like, she made that up. And she spelled it that way because it looked prettier to write. So good call. Like, all along, I was destined to do this, but I could never find my name on anything. So something that I really love doing with hand lettering is writing other people's names. And so whether that is on a gift tag, whether that's on an envelope, whether that, even if they're coming over and I know they're coming, I'll erase that chalkboard and say, welcome Minnie, you know, welcome Andrea. Like, you know, just like a little bit more of that Southern hospitality that we love. And it doesn't cost anything but time. And like, it really just takes a few extra minutes. And so I love being able to look for ways to add that art. Like, even if you're doing like lunchbox notes, you know, personalizing your kids' school supplies, like, you're going to write something every day anyway. And so my whole thing is like, why not just slow down a second and make it a little bit more happy?
Because that few minutes of you taking your time to write a welcome note to someone, or even when I send a note in the mail, now I'm trying to be more thoughtful in how I address it. And, you know, just taking that little extra step, I feel like it means a lot to the person who receives it.
It feels like a present. It's almost like the envelope on the card is like the gift wrap on a present. And for me, when I'm writing the card, like, that looks like my grocery store script. Like, it is not, you can barely read it. I'm in a hurry. My handwriting is not impressive at all, but that just comes straight from the heart. That's just what's popping right out of my head. And like, I don't ever intend for hand lettering or calligraphy to replace your handwriting. Like, when I still write a check, like when I sign the debit card at Target, like, you can't read that. Like, I'm aiming for function, but not for fun. And so the outside of the envelope, that is something that I love to slow down and spend just a little bit of extra time. And if you're in a hurry, someone's name is their favorite word. So just writing their name pretty, like writing their name cute, writing their name big, and then just write their address. Like, that's like the backup dancer. Like, nobody cares about that. Like, they're all about the star. And so give your time and effort where it's really going to pay off and really make them feel special. But you don't have to do the whole entire thing. And it doesn't have to be perfect. I think so many times in life, we're like just striving for perfection and we're really hard on ourselves. And when you're lettering, you're like, oh, I don't like that letter, or this letter doesn't even look like a B. Like, it looks like some, like, the person who's receiving that, they're not going to think that. Like, they're going to feel like it's just so special and handmade and, you know, just really, really thoughtful. They're not going to be an art critic over your work. So I tell my students, done is fun. Like, you just need to put it out into the world. Like, if it's going to make someone smile, like, you need to go for it. You don't need to keep working on it.
For sure. I think we're all our worst critic. I know for like any kind of crafty stuff or whatever, I always find like the little flaws or whatever. And I've gotten better over the years with that. But at your class, you talked about how you turn your mistakes into confetti. And that just really, I don't know, sparked something inside of me. I thought that was just such a great way. Can you tell our listeners kind of a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So I am a professional artist. I a letter for a living. And I seriously mess up every single day, Dawn. Like, I spell something wrong or I write an ugly letter and I just am like, I have to cast it aside. Like, that's not even good enough to be able to share, or especially when people are paying for it. And so very early on in my business, I started saving all of that scrap paper and I ran it through my office shredder and out came the most beautiful confetti that you've ever seen. Like, it was so bright and colorful and fun. And my favorite part is that once it became confetti, you couldn't see the mistakes anymore. Like, you couldn't see the flaws. You couldn't see the misspelling or the problems or the errors that caused it me to, you know, get rid of it in the first place. And I feel like that is what God has used more than anything else to teach me a lesson, that is not only about lettering, being able to turn your mistakes into confetti, but that's about life and just not having to be defined by your mistakes or your past or the hard parts of your story, the things that you don't love or that you're not proud of. Like, if you are willing, you can turn your mess into your message. And God can sometimes use the hardest seasons and the most ugly parts to be able to turn around and help other people. And I'm living proof of that every single day. And so I don't get sad anymore. Like, when I mess up or when I make a mistake, I literally get excited about turning that into confetti. And so I love spreading that message. I love telling people my license plate on my car is confetti. So I'm invested. I'm in deep in the confetti metaphor, but I love it. And I think about it every time I see it at a wedding or I see it, you know, we are big sports fans at a national championship game. So many hard things had to happen to get to that confetti moment. And so I just tell people all the time, like, your confetti is coming. Like, it's what makes it special is all whatever went into it to get you to that point. And so it's really special to me. And it's fun to be able to share that, especially in a lettering aspect, like to people. Just being able to recycle it, you know, and turn it around and repackage it into something really good.
Oh, I love, love, love it. And now I have been carrying around your little zipper pouch with the confetti because you just never know when you might need that confetti.
That's right. You never know when there is a reason to celebrate. And like when somebody might be having like a down day, like you can really turn it around. And I think confetti like ignites the kid in all of us. And like as moms, like I feel like we're just as quick to roll our eyes and be like, oh my God, now I got to clean up this mess. It vacuums up very easily, but it just is adding fun and it's adding joy. And just like so much of life can just be really mundane. And I think we have to look for the good and we have to look for the happy moments. And a happy life, like happiness, doesn't mean that every single second of your day was amazing. Like, it doesn't mean that you're literally walking around on sunshine and rainbows and throwing confetti. Like, that means there's hard stuff, but you just chose to look for the good. And I think if you're looking for it, you'll always find it. But if you're looking for the imperfections, if you're looking for the bad stuff, like, that's definitely there too. And it just is the way you choose to see the world.
Sure. I think there's, I read the book by Annie Downs several years ago called Looking for Lovely. And I feel like it's kind of like transformed the way I, you know, my outlook. Now, obviously not every day I forget and don't always look for the lovely, but it's such a good reminder and a good reminder to look for those moments to celebrate with confetti now too.
We just finished her Bible study. A group of us meet actually in my studio, which is above my garage here in Burlington. And we one of our girlfriends brought us a little mason jar that she talks about in the study, and I filled mine up with confetti. And so I literally see it every single day. And it's just such a good story and such a good reminder to look for those things. It's nice, like you said, not every day. Sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, but it'll help you train your eye to try to find the good. Like even being like, okay, this day is headed for the rail, like it is off the track. Like help me find what's good. And it's always there. And it might be the silliest things, but if you look for it, I bet you'll find them.
Yes. So let's just encourage everybody, whatever you are listening today, find something beautiful in your day. It might be the way the sunlight comes in your window. It might be a line from a book or a movie you're watching. It's there. You just have to find it. Well, Megan, outside of doing actually you know, the lettering for people. Part of your business is hosting classes in person and online. Can you share with our listeners, what are these classes all about and how can they find out more info about them?
So I've been teaching classes for, I've been in business 6 years. I've been teaching classes for 5.5 years because someone asked me very early on, like, would you be willing to do this? And would you be willing to teach? And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, that sounds like so much fun. And I didn't, I've gotten a lot better over time, but right from the beginning, I was like, I just want people to feel creative again. I just wanted people to feel what it felt like to have a marker in your hand instead of a cell phone. And to spend that time just kind of like throwing it back to the middle school days when you would like doodle and draw a piece of, you know, computer paper or like a notebook piece to pass to someone in class. Like, I wanted us women and us moms to be able to reignite that creativity again. And so I teach lettering classes, hand lettering and calligraphy every single week. It's usually like a 90-minute, 2-hour fun girls night class where you can just really like kind of cast your cares aside, like roll up. You don't have to bring anything with you. And my hope and prayer is that they come for the alphabet, and not only will I teach them how to make their handwriting happier, but how to make their life happier too. And I really try to weave in like encouraging stories and, you know, just like almost just messages of hope that no matter what your day looked like, no matter what you have gone through, like that there is a spark of joy, like, and just trying to encourage that because it's a circus act to be able to get out of our house. Like, you know that. Like,
we got yes.
kids, we got schedules, we got, I mean, just the fact that they even made it there and that they invested that time in them, like for that night, that is cause for celebration. Like, that's amazing. Like, that deserves a round of applause. And like, I just want them to feel better when they leave than they did when they arrived. And so I got the lettering, but I think anyone could teach you lettering. A big piece about me is the heart behind it and, you know, talking about life too. And so the same class that I teach in person, I also teach online. And so my book came out this past week. That was the reason, you know, for the big book tour and all of that fun stuff. But it's all got that same vibe and that same message and heart behind the lettering and the alphabet too.
Well, girl, you are doing a fabulous job of sharing the joy and the happy message, not only with your lettering. I came to your event just because I wanted to support you, and I was so excited about the hand lettering piece, but I honestly walked away feeling more encouraged by your spirit and the things that you talked about. I wrote down several things that you said that just really stuck with me. So you've really, God is really using you to share this message, and you are making such a difference in people's lives, and mine included.
Oh, thank you so much. It is absolutely my honor. Like, I think I am honestly getting to do what God put me on this earth to do. And when Dayspring came to me about the book, it was just such a cool correlation because like I could talk about my faith. Like, I could talk about God and how he cares about lettering. I think
he's in the details.
He wastes nothing. Like, he literally can use anything, you know, to reach people. And it's so cool. And I feel just delighted and honored to be able to be the person that gets to carry that message.
Well, you mentioned your book. Tell us, what all can you find in your book? I have it, and I honestly have not got to dive into it as much as I've wanted to yet. I've scanned through, but I cannot wait because I know there's lots of projects involved too that I want to try out.
There are. So I'm so excited about it. I don't know if you're allowed to say that about your own book, but I really
are.
And I'm so happy with the way that it turned out. I knew that I didn't want to create like just another hand lettering book that was a lot of practice pages and trying to get your alphabet perfect. I wanted to teach you more like how I do in my classes about, yeah, these are the steps, like this is the technique, but there's not one specific font that you need to memorize or that you need to learn. Like, you know the alphabet. And so I really rely heavily on you being able to show me the letter A. We all know the letter A, but I'm going to show you how to make it look better and teach you how to improve your own handwriting and bring it to another level. And so the first half of the book is all about technical, like how to do it, but it's taught to you in a very like fun and encouraging and down to earth way because I did not go to art school. I'm not a fancy girl. Nobody's ever called me elegant a day in my life. Like, that is not the way that I come to life. And so I teach it to you in that book, just like I would teach my girlfriends at my kitchen table. Like, that means it's not words you don't understand. It's like a lot of metaphors, like a lot of explanation. But then the back half of the book is really what I feel like sets it apart from other lettering books, is that it's not just practice, it's like practical ways you can put it out there. And so there's 14 different projects. There's like 25 different quotes. Some of them are scripture, some of them are just my favorite quotes that you can use and practice, but then those become art prints that you can hang in your home, that you can share with friends. And all of the projects are about spreading happiness. The book's called Happy Hand Lettering. And so it's like ideas, it's almost like little devotions where I kind of tell you a story and talk to you about how this applies in my day-to-day life, but then I give you homework to go and do it and to go and pay it forward and bless somebody else with your newfound gifts. And just that it doesn't, again, that message that it doesn't have to be perfect for it to be good.
Well, I cannot wait, and I think I'm going to grab together some girlfriends and we're going to do some of these projects together. I think that would be so much fun.
It would be so fun for a girls' night because there's seasonal, like there's pumpkins, there's pool floats, Christmas ornaments, like anything you can. I always quote Reese Witherspoon. She says, if it's not moving, monogram it. And I say, if it's not moving, you can totally hand letter on it.
Absolutely. Love it. Love it. Love it. Now, like I said, I'm just going to start right hand lettering everything in my house. So
It's addictive, like you've been warned.
well, Megan, like you said, you've been on a book tour. You've been, I'm sure, before the tour and everything, working really hard to put your book together. What are some ways that when you're not traveling or you're not hand lettering or teaching classes, what are some ways that you and your family like to spend time in Elon?
Oh man, it feels so good to be home. Like I am coming off of a month-long book tour, and the first thing I did last night when I got home was like my parents brought my son. They've been helping a lot with him, and we just hung out. Like we just like connected and chatted and talked, and there's like a spot in our house that we just love to sit in and play in and be in. And then my husband works third shift, and so we kind of have a unique family dynamic during the week. He works nights and then he sleeps during the day. And so our weekends are so important for the three of us to spend as a family. And so we have like a lot of little weekend traditions that we like to do and places we like to go. There are a couple different parks that have choo-choo trains, and Vance is really into that right now. And so I love being able to follow like all of the local Facebook groups or parks and recs to see what they're doing. They do a lot of movies in the park or just like free events that we can go to as a family and kind of be a tourist in our own town and walk around and visit. And I have an ongoing list of local businesses that I want to visit. And so we're constantly trying to check those off and just pop in the doors because I think like local is so important. And if you're not supporting them, if you're not patroning them and showing up, they're not going to be able to stick around, and it's up to us to be able to lift that. And so today there's a cupcake shop that is new and I really want to try it out and I want to go there. And so we do that a lot as a family. We're really big sports fans. So when I went to Carolina, UNC, and so we're real big into like that whole schedule, you know, football, basketball, all the fun things. But just being able to get out and about, like in our own town and in our community, is something that we really, really love doing as a family. Today, the first spot I went when I got home is my local coffee shop. And they all come and they're
Yes.
like, "You're back." And they took a picture of my car, like that, because I have still have confetti all over my car from the road trip. And so it just feels so good to, it feels like Cheers, like this show, like where everyone knows your name, like to walk in and like you're home. And it's just, it feels good. There's nothing like it.
You can just kind of take a deep breath of like, okay, I'm home.
You really can. And I have a group of girlfriends, the girls I was talking about that do my Bible study. And I came home last night and yesterday was my birthday. And they had like a birthday cake at Bible study for me last night. And it's just so good to just to leave your house. And I know it's good to be home, but like to make those connections and to make those friendships and to invite other people in. I think so many times we wait around until someone invites us, but sometimes we really just need to be the invitation and just to show up and to put it out there, because that's how you're going to make those lifelong neighbors. And you know, a neighbor doesn't mean that they live next door. Like a neighbor can mean a lot of things, and it's just so important to find those people that are your people, you know, and that's who keeps you down to earth. Like that's who keeps you grounded. Like I mean, I can travel all over, but like it feels so good to be back with my friends and be back with my family at home.
Well, happy birthday yesterday.
Thank you.
And
so
that is
much.
I'm glad you had such a sweet celebration in our home. And I'm like you. I love just being in the community, being with those people who truly lift you up, are there for you during the good times and the bad times. So let's just encourage everybody, write a little note to someone in your best hand lettering today and share with those people who mean the world to you.
I love that.
Well, Megan, thank you so much for being here with us today. Can you share where everyone can find you and your book on online, website, social media, all the places?
Yes, absolutely. So my Instagram and Facebook is All She Wrote Notes, and my website is allshewrotenotes.com. And my book is called Happy Hand Lettering, and that is autographed copies are for sale on my website, but that is also available at Amazon, Dayspring, and hopefully soon wherever books are sold.
Well, I cannot wait, and I'm going to be giving some of these out too. I think everybody needs a copy of your book. So thank you so much, and I hope that I'll get to see you back here in Nashville sometime soon, or who knows, maybe I'll come to North Carolina. Although I have to say, I went to Clemson, so sometimes we do play UNC in those, what's it called, the playoff games.
But yeah, so you're that, way better, like way, way, way better at football, and I'm a big fan of your orange, so I can totally pull for you sometimes too.
I'll pull for you guys too. I actually have a UNC sweatshirt. I went to a game like years and years ago. So I pull for you guys as long as you're not playing Clemson. So
okay,
good luck. Game like years and years ago. So